The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the upcoming budget will be framed around a massive tax and spending package of $8.3 billion. So government ministers today confirmed all of these figures when they published the economic summer statement today. We also spoke to the finance minister, Jack Chambers. Here's what he had to say. No, we're not going to hear what he's going to have to say. We're going to hear what the people in studio have to say. I'm delighted to be joined now by Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, and also John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor at economics at Trinity College Dublin. Sean, I might start with you because you were up in Leinster House today. Mm. How did it all go down? Are these the figures they were expecting? Is there a bumper budget package on the way?
I mean, yes and no. When you look at it, 6.9% of an increase in the overall budget spending is a big increase and is once again smashed. This 5% so-called rule that they've had over the last few years. I don't think we can call it a rule anymore if you never stick to it, is it? It's more like an optimistic guideline that they've had for the last number of years. But when you actually drill down into some of the numbers, what the people in finance are saying is don't expect this to be a giveaway budget, because overall it's 8.3 billion. 5.1 of that is already committed to the Department of Health, for example, to help deal with overruns there and improve service. 1.2 million on billion rather on public pay, 1.4 on capital spending. So when you take that out of it, you've got 1.8 billion in new spending, stuff that hasn't been allocated that ministers are going to fight over the next couple of months and through the summer. But again, when you take the social welfare package out of that, social welfare is going to be 1.1, 1.2 billion. So already you're talking about a 600 to 800 million for everybody else to fight over. And then you've got 1.4 billion when it comes to tax changes, most of which it was signalled today is going to be used on income tax. So last year, it's a slightly smaller package. And we all, you know, well, we all, I say, but if you were on over 40 grand a year, you got about 800 euro a year back. So think of something like that, maybe a bit more, maybe a grand back into your pocket through income tax changes is what's going to happen. Of course, the big question over all of this is that the last few years, very conveniently in the last 5 days before a budget, 2 or 3 or 4 billion has suddenly been found to add on to that. And that's, I think, where you'll see your election spending.
This is the down the back of the couch money, John, that very often. But before we get into the what's down the back of the couch, what did you make of the overall package? Conservative or?
Well, it's a bit of an election budget. It's too much. And it's this ongoing concern about health, that they don't get the numbers right. Mm. And once you've reached this time of the year, you can't cut it back or you'll have people out in the streets in trolleys. So that is a concern. In terms of, as you've just outlined, the amount of money to have an election budget, it's too much, but it's not going to be... it's not going to be like some of the election budgets we've seen in the past. This is going to be moderate, shall we say.
Maybe, John, would you mind going back to the health thing? You know, because Pascal Donoghue outlined what they're going to do to bridge that gap, if it's a gap even, of the 2 billion in excess spending. How are they going to square that circle?
Well, they're going to cough up most of it. They're not going to choke off, close the hospitals.
But they're building it in for next year.
The concern is that actually in the budget last year, they signalled there was a problem with health. That the numbers didn't add up.
But is that in itself not extraordinary that we've moved to a point where you accept at the starting point that the end point is not attainable?
Yeah, it should have been resolved in last year's budget and provided more money and acknowledged that, yeah, it was probably more than they should have been spending, but it should have been dealt with. Like this endless overruns in health, just it's destabilizing. And for other departments and other people who like disability, a whole range of other things, and you see the on health, it's overrun and they get the money, and on greening the economy or whatever, you don't. So I think it is debilitating. So I'm disappointed that it's as big as that this year.
And what Pascal Donoghue was trying to say, just to put in there on that press at the press conference today, was that this isn't just free money either, that it's coming with strings, that, you know, there's commitments that have to be there on the amount of people that are recruited into the HSE, commitments on spending on agency staff and all that kind of stuff, and trying to almost head off the row going into next year and going into the election as the small bit. But if you look at the figures, since 2015, the health budget has more than doubled, and now you're adding a 1.2 billion onto it again next year, and I don't think anyone who has used the health system over the last 10 years would say that the service capacity has doubled. It's eating money.
Yeah, the figures, I think, for the first half of this year are that waiting lists are down a bit, or the numbers on trolleys. So you're seeing something for it. And people are living longer in Ireland.
The demographics are changing, and they have to deal with those. And that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, Sean, just go back to the breakdown of the packages then, the new money that's in this, the new money, the 1.8 billion. It's not a lot to go around when you start to think of what's happened already and the things that people have asked for. Mm. And we haven't even hit the silly season where, you know, ministers are going to start writing op-eds about tax cuts and stuff.
Can you see the kites flying already over government buildings? Yeah. You know, they're going to be there. Like I say, when you check out the social welfare, which is going to be pretty much nailed on, there's not a huge amount of pie to go around. And then you're going to have things like, it was asked today about one-off measures. Are you going to see electricity credits, which weren't ruled out, interestingly? You know, you would think we're kind of over that. We're back to almost 2% inflation. Is that a sensible way to spend money? But it is a nice thing for people to have, and they've had it built into their electricity bills for the last while. It's a, you know, could be a good vote getter for them. So I think the conversations are going to be quite contentious. It's not, as John said, it's not a huge amount of pie to go around. I know people will think 600 million to 800 million, that's huge money, surely. But when you actually get into the nitty gritty of these things, it's not a massive amount. And I thought it was interesting. I put up some of the details on X earlier, and already everyone was going, well, couldn't you just carve out a little bit for school books? Couldn't you just carve out a little bit for that? And the problem is you do try in that, and it all adds up very, very quickly.
John, what about the warnings that they're facing now from IFAC, from the central bank, amongst others, warning them about this curb on inflation is quite tentative and not, you know, to do anything that would overheat the economy, kind of, or almost pleading with them?
Yeah, well, the problem is the economy is at capacity. So if you spend more money, you won't necessarily get anything more. Like in the health sector, if you spend more money, there aren't more people there to work in the health sector. So, and this, it's the same across the board. So spending more money, and it will probably leave us not that much better off. You'll manage to get rid of the money, but prices, wages will be a bit higher as a result. So IFAC are right in saying you need hold on. Now, some of the language they used, I felt, was a bit over the top. But
that's right. They accused them of fiscal gimmickry, I think it was.
I think that was over the top. But they are right that the government, they've set their own guidelines and they should stick to it. Mm.
And what of Europe in all of this? Is there any question that we might face?
Absolutely none. We are so ahead of the posse
on
public finances. Like, we have money, the government have a load of money coming in on corporation tax, which they're going to save on our behalf, which is the right thing to do because they'd get nothing for it worthwhile if they spent it. The rest of Europe, like the French, face a huge budgetary problem with a deficit of 5%. We're looking at a surplus. So forget Europe. This is, we make our own rules on this. And if we mess up, it's our problem and we can't blame anybody else.
And then when Jack Chambers, the Minister of Finance, was in here earlier, he was really trying to talk about housing and infrastructure and capital investment. You know, that's where they want to go. Because I guess it's not just the housing issue anymore. It's the capacity constraints that we have around things like water supply and other issues, utilities. So did you get a sense today of any of that from him?
There was a little bit. Like, they talk about housing, but adding a small bit of what they're talking, you know, and I say a small bit, €1 billion again, to the layman listening is not going to sound like a small bit, but it is big picture, is not going to radically change where we are, because where we are is we're seeing a little bit of a slowdown in the housing sector based on the first quarter of this year because of material problems, because of the as John was saying with the health service, the labour supply isn't suddenly going to spring forth and do it, but they have to put a significant focus on housing for the political reasons. One thing that may benefit some people is, there was talk today again about the raising of the renter's tax credit to €750 per person. So that is something that they're going to look at. But if you're looking at the big picture, is there something in this budget coming down the line on housing that's going to be transformative? I don't think it's there.
There is. It's something I think that is good, that they are planning to have as a very substantial increase in investment by the state. And some of that will be in housing. But it's things like starting the metro. the 2 billion will have been spent at the Children's Hospital, so they can now start building other hospitals. So it is the water supply for Dublin that's critical, and they've left that far too late. So they're going to spend a load more money on investment next year. That's not necessarily going to win you any votes. But it's going to make Ireland a better place to live.
That's the
in 2030.
It's the interesting thing about this budget, isn't it? Because not only with that, but with the 6 billion euro they're putting into these two rainy day funds, essentially, you are doing the right thing economically. It's not necessarily what you knock on a door and say, well, I put 6 billion euro aside, will you vote for me?
Other countries looking at us, we look very responsible.
I wonder will that continue.
It doesn't feel like it. We don't think it's responsible. So,
John, let me ask you this. You're an economist, and just pretend that the election isn't happening and no one's out there getting votes. What should a government be doing now? We have the largesse. We clearly have capacity issues. We clearly have long-term investment to catch up on. And we have a labour issue because we're at full employment. What advice would you give to the government going into a budget with all that ahead of them?
Well, it is, we need the investment in expanding the capacity. But that may mean that you've got to pull back somewhere else. Like, if you're going to need 20,000 people building houses and laying out the new water supply and so on, they're going to have to come from somewhere. So you need to slow down. Do you need lower growth in the IT sector? Like, that is the constraint in full employment. And one of the things in terms of greening the economy, in terms of renewables and so on, we're going to need a load of people out there building windmills, laying the wires for it and so on. Where are we going to get them? Because you can't just say, oh, they'll come from abroad, they're skilled people. They're not going to live in tents. It's a completely new problem for Ireland, managing an economy at full employment, which is great, but we've got to prioritise what we want to use our resources for.
And Sean, then, you looking at the political side of this, what's the actual reality? What do you think is going to happen come budget day? They'll find a big clump of money down the back of the couch, we'll be into new fiscal space again and spending like...
That lovely phrase.
There's no tomorrow. I've forgotten about that.
Look, it's going to be interesting. I suppose one of the problems of finding money down the back of the couch is actually moving the budget forward a week, is that they won't have a lot of the data from the September tax returns to rely on and to say, well, yeah, we can reliably take X amount from corporation tax. And there was a lot of talk today again about how volatile that is. That said, I think they will find something because the demand will be too big. And like you were saying to Jack Chambers earlier on, Pascal Donoghue got crucified in the aftermath of the last election for not going that far. So it is a little bit more difficult. There's a lot of talk about responsibility. I'm sceptical a giveaway budget will have that much impact on the election. And if you look at the last few years, we had record budgets. And by the Thursday of that week, there wasn't a budget item on a show to be found. People move on very, very quickly.
Well, the really worrying thing is the Monday after the budget, when they go back to their constituencies and come back with problems. If you can get past that Monday, you're doing very well. What do you think, John? You've been around looking at budgets a long time.
Actually, the election budget was last year's budget because it's what's happened to your pay packet this year. There will be no change in the tax take before the 31st of December. Actually, it'll be at the end of January for many people before they see. So in terms of election budgets, you'd be wasting it to spend a load of money, like on income tax. It seems to me stupid to spend a load of money on income tax because people won't see it until after the election.
Mm. Well, look, do you still think the election's going to be this side of Christmas?
Yeah, I do. I think so. I think end of October, early November is where you're talking as a landing spot. I think politically that's the smart thing to do. I think once you get into, you know, even if you did this giveaway budget and you waited for people to see it in their pay packets at the end of January, you've got the likes of the trolley crisis. It's dark. People are always broke in January after Christmas. It's not a great time for doing it. I have had people in government buildings argue the converse side of it and say that, yes, we should go to March and we're knocking seven shades out of Sinn Féin in 12 weeks. What will we do in 12 months? But I think it will be that end of October, November time.
I've lived with two politicians from different parties over my life, and no politicians like being out on the doorstep in December, and no constituents want to be talked to by politicians in December.
And to quote your own Cliff Taylor from the Irish Times, where you write, John, don't believe anything you hear from anyone anymore about the budget. Well, look, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. But I really want to thank my guests here, our own Sean Defoe, News Talk political correspondent, and John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.